The White House says the first U.S. military cargo plane carrying humanitarian aid for Georgia has arrived in the capital, Tbilisi. Tom Vincent is the country director for Save the Children in Georgia. He is based in Tbilisi, and he says it's still not clear how many people in Georgia have been displaced by the conflict and what their needs are.
They've seen tanks go through their town. They've heard shelling. They've been in places that were shelled. We think there may be as many as 80,000 or more people in displacement, but we don't know where they are yet. So, of course, we can't assess their needs or even come up with a plan to reach them.
How about you yourself, Tom? Where have you been today, and what have you seen?
Mostly to some of the centers here in Tbilisi. In fact, last night about 10:30, one of the government buildings was approached by a group of internally displaced who had no place to go. So we mobilized and took some food over to them. They're, of course, very upset. They're frightened. They're confused, hurt, not physically in most cases, but just, you know, bewildered and just looking for a bit of safety and a bit of peace and quiet while they get themselves together and see how this turns out.
Has something like this ever happened to these people, at least those with whom you spoke earlier today? Has this ever happened to them before?
The older generation went through it in the early 90s, and for them this has been a particularly difficult time, I think, reliving old memories as well as experiencing new traumas at the same time. So yes, this has been a very difficult time for many people here.
And in terms of your own work, I know you've worked previously in Sudan, in the Balkans. How is this different?
It's different, I think, because the dynamics are much different. A frozen conflict creates, I think, in many cases, a deeper set of feelings and a more complex set of feelings in people than something that springs up across lines that have never really been crossed. You know, in the Balkans, for example, people had intermarried, they had blended their lives, and the trauma of suddenly realizing, you know, having forced apart is different than these very deep feelings that people have about their relationships with the other that are suddenly just laid bare and exposed and intensified. It's something that's maybe a little bit more despairing in terms of the reaction, a little bit more, you know, oh my gosh, we're never going to be able to go back.
Tom Vincent is country director for Save the Children in Georgia.